They did the Achman. He chanted a pavitra. Everything is done. All right. So you wait for me. All right. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavasya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Sri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So we have gathered together in front of the deities, the Guru Parampara, and now the fire sacrifice will be offered as our means of our vows and regulations that we will be taking just to make our life more disciplined and controlled. So, it's a great opportunity to welcome the new initiates because they will be setting forth on the glorious path of not only liberation but going home back to Godhead. This is a process which is of course serious in the matter of the spiritual progress. This process entails Pancharatri Ki Vidhi and Bhagavat Vidhi. The procedures according to the Bhagavat Vidhi depends upon the glorification of the Holy Name. Glorification of the Supreme through His qualitative names. Krishna is never given any meaningless name. In the spiritual process, the name should not become different from the possessor of the name or the personality whom we address the name as an identity, but both are identical. An identity means there is something in relation to the identical situation. Right? Otherwise, why the word identity is given? Identity card. And the card is no different than me. When you go to work and you put up an ID tag, right? Now, identity means reality of a being. Is that I am not a fake ID. The ID thefts are going on in the corporate worlds, in the IT worlds, and even you name it, even in social world also. People want to steal the ID. And those whose internet accounts are hacked, they are also after the ID. What is in an ID? Identity is the reality of a person. But if we address only to the bodily conception, then again we miss the mark. Identity is not revealed. So self-realization is to bring out our original identity in its constitutional position. Right? Rather, putting an ID on a conditional level doesn't serve the purpose. You know, person remains incomplete with incomplete IDs. So, I had little difficulty in find out some spiritual names which I think should be appropriate. But Krishna gave me the idea of putting a trick. Now, I had to do at least one couple's name. So please bear with me. It was difficult to even find the appropriate names from Vishnu Sahasranam, Radha Sahasranam. Oh my God, I have a compilation like anything. But it should be properly denoting to our reality. And it's a fun to investigate into that. So anyway, spiritual names are non-different from either its meaning or the possessor of that name. It is so much uniformly adjusted. So here we are welcoming four couples into a regulated spiritual life, and they will try their best to follow all the requirements so they can progress spiritually. Generally, for the first initiates, we recite the 10 offenses. But again, it's a matter of wrong ID that we were looking into. The premise in a material identification is faulty, is very faulty, because we anticipate the same meaning of a person. Now, all this nomenclature that has been given, they are based on our religious scriptures pertaining to the name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or His energies who are in eternal situations, not temporary situations. So we are not addressing these names to temporary bodies. Rather, the nomenclature will hit right straight to the soul. And Prabhupada would also sometimes give spiritual names with an anticipation that they deserve the name. They try to meditate upon that name because now it is a new name, new birth, new way of looking into the life matters. So like that, the identification of the spirit soul in its constitutional position of servitorship to Lord Shri Krishna, the names have been given. But then names become potent. Names become potent by borrowing Krishna's potency through His own holy name. So the soul will be enthused, soul will be inspired, soul will be making the progress. Body may not be making progress. Body has to follow the tenets of Vaishnava behavior that the soul will dictate. So naturally the highest culture of Vaishnavism will be developed and become exemplary, starting from one's own home. Recently, we have been giving talks on ideal family life. And when the question of how do you treat your partner, even though they are initiated, they never treat their partner as Vaishnava. So now it's an opportunity to understand deeply. Has any time a husband and wife pay their obeisances like Vancha Kalpataru? They never do. Better start practicing. And you will make a tremendous change in your lifestyle. So the goal of life will be very straightforward. Anyway, so we need to know the significance of the holy name. We need to know what is pure holy name and how it is recommended that we must serve the holy name. The holy name is pure, and therefore it has potency to purify misconceptions, ideas which are coming down from desires, and this ideas are so much polluting our entire material life that whatever we think, we contemplate on that object, and then we get into mess till we destroy ourselves. But Krishna's names are so powerful, identical. So the glories of the holy name has been described in Padma Purana by Lord Shiva to Parvati. The nama chintamani krishnasya chaitanya rasa vigraha purna shuddha nitya mukta abhinnatvam nama namino. The holy name is just like not a touchstone, but you think and it manifests. All right? Touchstone means you should come in contact with that stone. But this is a stone, simply by contemplating on it, the things start manifesting. That is called Chintamani. It's not a dull, dead stone, just like Vaidurya-mani or Samantak-mani, which by contact yields some beneficial things, right? But here it is Chintamani, means simply by contemplating on the name, the possessor of the name, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, manifest. That is Chintamani. You chant his name and he manifests instantly. Right? Materially, any name that has to be, say, make some sense, just like instant coffee. Right? You have to take a powder and then you have to get in touch with the milk and dissolve it. It takes time to manifest coffee. But here is Chintamani. And it doesn't take time. Simply by thinking. So, wish-fulfilling trees are there, Surbhi cows are there, so many are there. But none is so dynamic like the holy name. Kalpataru, wish-fulfilling trees are there. Surbhi, just you ask and she will give you, but you have to ask. Right? Javanagni Rishi had a Surbhi cow. And Kartavirya, Arjuna, and so many, even Indra became very envious. You know, everybody wants to steal their Surbhika. Because they saw when Kartavirya, Arjuna came with so many soldiers to the ashram of Rishi, Rishi instantly said, "My dear Surbhi Mata, all these kingly people came, I have to feed them." So she started yielding barfi and other things right away. You know. So this is Surabhi cow. You don't have to cook barfi. She will give you directly barfi. Kalpataru, you have to sit under this wish-fulfilled desire tree and beg. Alright? But this is Chintamani. You don't have to beg. But you have to surrender to the Holy Name. You have to ask what service I will do. So the Holy Name has to be served. Not that we will ask something. Hare Krishna Mahamantra, please make Krishna appear before me. No. Krishna is there. But we will have to transform our vision, you know, by the effect of purification. So it can be instantaneously done, or it may take ages. The span of the product will depend upon us, how much time to take. So it is better be regulated and make a definitive progress. So, Shiva says, Nama Chintamani. Chintamani and the knowing should not have any difference between them. You can't distinguish the Nam and the Nama Prabhu, Krishna himself. You can't. So, Rupa Goswami says, Atah Krishnasya Namadina Bhavid Grahyam Indriye. Sevanam mukhehi jihvada svayam spuratyameva. The recommendation is that our dull, blunt senses, they have no access to the import of the Holy Name. Rather, our senses must be engaged in the service of the Holy Name so that it can reveal itself, because it's a superior energy. Superior energy, when served by the inferior energy, reveals. Revelation comes. Right? Just like a servant is given access to know the personality of his master. If he serves him faithfully, he will reveal himself. You know? He doesn't have to make a different effort. So, sevanam mukhehi jivado svayam spuratyam evadya. Simply by serving through, starting from the tongue, ear, eyes, nose, touch, all the senses. Along with the vibration of the tongue, you should utilize other four senses also. So the mind will be fully engaged. So it is said, Krishnasya Nama Chintamani. Nama Chintamani Krishnasya. Nobody else's. Not other names. I'm chanting Vasudeva. Somebody wrote me, Maharaj, I'm making a book. I'm just publishing. Can you just give me initiated name? The person is not chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He says, chant Krishna is good enough. People have weird ideas. You know? They don't know how much offense unknowingly is committed by so-called fertile brain. He's an IT graduate, you know, from Kharagpur, nowhere else. But Kharagpur, he doesn't know. Kharag means what? Sword. And bhakti is just like walking on the edge of the sword. Kshurasya dhara. So this Kharagpur, people have a materialistic brain. They come in contact with devotees, and they want to even take over that field of spirituality, but with their own ideas. It's not fertile brain, it is dull. He doesn't have vacancy in his brain to understand spirituality. So what can we do? So, Krishnasya nama chintamani. Right? We chant the recommended mantra because it is the prescription. And we do not go beyond the prescription to make a desired effect. So this is a proven fact why he has to invent a new name. Many upstarts, even just to seek for popularity, they construe similar mantras. Hare Soham, Hare Soham, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Mohan, Hare Mohan, 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 Hare. The Soham and Mohan has vast difference, right? Qualitative oneness, but the difference is humongous. They don't understand, but they want to have identical, you know, popularity of Hare Krishnas. Anyway, Krishna takes care of them nicely. The person stopped his entire matha. You know. Such fertile brains also happen in Gujarat, okay? All right. He was from Bharuch. Yes. Anyway, Nama Chintamani Krishnasya Rasa Vigraha is the embodiment of all the mellows. To taste the holy name with different mellows actually is the art of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. I have no taste, my mouth is drying up, so I can chant other mantra because Hare Krishna Mahamantra is not suitable to me. The seed of Mahamantra, if they are sown in an unfertile ground, do you think it will grow? No. We are told, don't commit that offense. The preciousness has to be understood. Spiritual preciousness is worth billions of dollars. So, Lord Shiva says that Krishnasya nama chintamani rasa vigraha. Vigraha means the embodiment that will reciprocate with our sentient feelings. Embodiment. Now, this embodiment is transcendental embodiment. Right? Because there's transcendental energies there, transcendental modes are there. Both come together, make an embodiment. Right? This, but material embodiment is material energy coming in contact with the three modes of material nature makes a body. So the spiritual configuration is based on spiritual energy coming in contact with spiritual modes. Satchidananda are spiritual modes. Energies are Sandini, Samvita, and Ladini Shaktis. So Krishna's configuration is not material at all. He may look like us, but his body is not made up of nasty things, of three modes of material nature. So, Krishnasya nama chintamani rasa vigraha. And this constitute purna shuddha, is completely pure. So, when there are no material modes affecting, the purity is, you know, considered to be the extremely most valuable. Nitya mukta. Such things which has no effect of the three modes of material nature must be independent. Swarat. So Krishna is independent. Krishna's holy name is also independent. Krishna reserves the right whom he shall expose himself. Yenatma labhena tan labhyate. If he wishes by his own sweet will to bestow his mercy upon living entity. It is his jurisdiction. Nobody can interfere. Right? That is called complete independence. Swarat. Tene brahma radaya adikave. He was the origin. Swarat is able to give successive knowledge and even prove himself without aid of anything. Krishna doesn't have to prove that he is the Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead. But yet, there are so many agencies that will put up because they are advocates on behalf of Krishna. They love to fight on behalf of him. And Srila Prabhupada said, our Gosthyanandi nature in ISKCON is giving hard time to the Mayavadis, impersonalists. Go after them, chew their tail. That's the nature of the devotees. They can't tolerate bluffs about Krishna. Actually it exposes their bluff. So Guru Sadhu Shastra Vakya Chittiti Kurya Ikya. It comes from there. We have to refer. Advocates always refer to the previous judgment that has come and then infer with similar identical cases the same judgment. Prabhupada said this is a valid system logically accept it as truth. So Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukta Abhinna Tvamana Manamino. Abhinna means harmony. No difference. It is homogeneous. Can't separate. Right? So Nam and Namina. The holy name and the possessor of the holy name. Possessor is the personality of Lord Shri Krishna and it is his holy name, Krishna. So the holy name, Krishna, is identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Right? This nomenclature in spirituality is an absolute level. So anything pertaining to Krishna, either his holy name, his dham, his devotees, they are non-different from Krishna. Eternally liberated. So we have been given opportunity to progress in this direction of making our qualitative oneness always predominant by self-realization, by properly engaged in devotional service, So naturally, when the holy name is non-different than the possessor of the holy name, we have to be very, very alert and consciously chant the holy name. We should not chant unconsciously. Unconsciously means unattentively. Inattentive chanting is also going to hurt the feelings of transcendental nature. So we should not allow that kind of chanting inattentively. Right? Because inattentive chanting is coming under namabhas. It's like shadow chanting or unintentional chanting. As if our tongue and other, they got loose and they have form a habit to vibrate. But the vibrations, if you see, they can be only alphabets too. Tongue can chant only alphabets. But the soul, when it puts its attention in the activity of chanting through the tongue, the soul puts its attention for the hearing, the sound vibrations coming, Then all other senses engaged consciously by the soul becomes an effective means to purify us fast without much difficulty. So remain that kind of consciousness, will develop us fast. So this is the service attitude to the holy name. And if we cultivate, then we will be able to stop most of the offenses except one, the most dangerous. And it is a very serious matter. It is not laughable matter. That is called Vaishnava Parad. Vaishnava Parad. Namno Balad Yasya Papt Buddhi. I'm sorry. What is that first verse? All right. To blaspheme a devotee who has dedicated his life in propagating the holy name of the Lord is the first and foremost offense. But the offense has been created by cultivation of wrong habits called anarthas. And nobody has checked us. We are the Lord and Master of ourselves, whatever we survey. So where is the question of, knowing that what is the offense to a devotee? But it is considered to be the foremost and most formidable offense. So much dangerous that it virtually wipes out all our devotional credits. So one has to save the credits even for the sake that he may not fear of punishment, but he will lose all the credits. So even Krishna cannot save. Brahma, Shiva will not save even this Durvasa Muni who offended Ambarish Maharaj. Rather, he was chastised and kicked out from the shelter or giving him association. The pure devotees, Brahma and Shiva, they would not want to give a shelter to such an aparadhi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also taught very hard lesson to Vallabhacharya. That most of the devotees would not, speak with him when he told that he has refuted Sridhar Swami's, commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that is not our tradition. You can't jump up on your Swami. It's like prostitution. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used the words so heavily that will give a shock treatment. And he was so bewildered, he did not get anything, any meaning. But those who are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they immediately understood and as if a person has some kind of what you call communicable disease, he must be kept out. So similar. One must carefully avoid even the thoughts which might pop out in the beginning. Because if thoughts are there, then the mind will create offense. And if mind creates offense, the body will create offense. So from a very subtle offense, it becomes gross offense. And that is very wrong. It comes as a blasphemy. So one must avoid even the thought. So Yamunacharya, such a pure devotee, he would say that a wrong thought comes in his mind, just like thinking of sex pleasure. He said, my tongue will turn into disgust and curl, and I spit at the thought. That level of, detachment with even the thought is a very, very stern example. The great devotees, they try to protect even for an offense or an insult to the whole, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Where this is our root cause of material thing, then we need to gradually come up, help ourselves and help each other in such a way that it will be controlled. Second offense is to consider the names of Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. This offense is coming from a bad training. Bad training. After all, people are very, very accustomed in each and every religion that they have to chant the holy name. But they think, what is in a name? What is in a name? Name is simply an identity. But you can chant mumbo jumbo, Coca-Cola, whatever you think, then everything is the same. But the person does not realize that spirituality and materialism both are completely opposite to each other. So chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is on the highest spiritual calculated level, and it is ascertained by the great authorities, Adi Shankara, then others also there, Ramanuja, Madhvacharya, Nimbark, like that. They are there. Then we see people think that they have been grown up in a particular environment where predominant worship of Lord Shiva is there. Actually, Brahma is, there's only one temple in India, but the rest is in Thailand. Recently, one Irawan temple, they call it Hindu temple, got a bomb blast and so many people died, more than 21 or so, something like that. But it was not visited by Hindus. It was visited mostly from the Buddhists and the Chinese. It was a tourist attraction. But the situation is that Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, they are guna avatars of Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu, even if he comes as guna avatar, right, to control the mode of goodness, he is not affected by mode of goodness. He cannot be subjugated to karma in mode of goodness. People don't understand that. And his expansions as Brahma or Lord Shiva, Krishna's expansion or transformations to be, one is a jiva, is Krishna's transformation. And Lord Shiva is also Krishna's transformation in an opposite realm of indulgence with mode of ignorance. So, incarnation of mode of ignorance and incarnation of mode of passion, both are subjugated by the three modes, you know, and they admit. So their activities are coming under the subjugation of the creation of material world. So spiritually they will have to make their own efforts to remain intact. And both have chanting bead. Krishna doesn't have chanting bead. It comes in the 10th canto in Dwarka Leela. Narad Muni is trying to examine the activities. He was wondering how one Lord Krishna can satisfy 16,108 wives and so forth. And when he visited each and every palace, Krishna was engaged in so many different activities simultaneously. All right? In one palace, he saw that Krishna is meditating on himself. Krishna is meditating on himself. Well, Lord Buddha also meditated on himself. But there's nothing wrong. And he taught, if you meditate on yourself, you will get nirvana. Okay? Means you will be finished. Better you meditate on Krishna and you will live forever. If you meditate, but when Krishna meditates, he doesn't have material conception. But he shows that meditation on the Supreme as Paramatma feature is essential. You know, because he is the source of all existence of our reality. Even in temporary life, we owe to Paramatma feature. So, anyway, to consider the names of Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma to be independent of Lord Vishnu, that's an offense. Or are they equal? No. They are also not equal. You know, one is peck pure, another is contaminated with the moods. So naturally, that functionality is for us to pull us out, that as part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we should be also gotten rid of the three modes of material nature. Because they are trying, they are our leaders, and we have to follow. So both are Mahajanas, pure devotees. So, devotees are identical with Lord Krishna in quality, not in quantity. One is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but the other is Supreme Personality of Servitor God. One is a servant, another is the master. Both are on the atmosphere of Godhead's realm. In Golok Vrindavan, where the supreme position is there. So both are residing simultaneously as eternally liberated associates. Right? The third offense is to disobey the orders of spiritual master. Spiritual master is interested only in spiritual life and progress of his disciple. And I will give instructions pertaining to them. He is neither a troublemaker or a troubleshooter in the material life. Rather, he is a friend and well-wisher of a whole family. So, a proper, appropriate guidance is there. And the problem, we know universally that every material problem has only a spiritual solution. So he is ready to give spiritual solutions. There won't be material solutions that one has to enjoy or suffer himself. The fourth offense is to blaspheme Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version. The fifth is to consider chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra to be in imagination. And sixth is to consider, to give mundane interpretation to the holy name of the Lord. These three simultaneously are applied to those who have egoistic material education. They take liberty to even blaspheme the Vedic literature, you know, because he is having very limited knowledge of some discipline, but it is only meant for his material existence. He can't, use that intelligence to justify or discredit spiritual life. Spiritual literatures, Vedic literatures, are not only wish-fulfilling desire trees. Nigama kalpatarur, kalpataru, nigama, all the Vedic literature are wish-fulfilling. But people are not careless, but they want an easy way, you know. Can you put Vedas in one capsule and then take and everything will be fulfilled? No. Because Vedas are thinking of mutual interest between the every living entity in connection with the plan of Krishna, that they can mutually, you know, help each other. One of the mutually helping each other program is, you eat me, I eat you, like that. Jivo jivasya jivanam. One life subsists on another. But there should be natural sequence in it. But man is violator. He wants to eat everybody. Everything. He thinks whatever crawls, he will put in his mouth. He is very envious of life. So he developed false ego in acquisition of some position in the society or in the workplace or in education field. But this is all agyan. This is not liberating situation. What it is going to liberate you from? Not even ignorance. One has to be liberated from the ignorance. Ignorance of what? Reality. They think whatever we see, whatever we measure through our five senses is the only reality. No, it is temporary. And with imperfections, with four defects, oh my God, he's so much misguided person. But nonetheless, out of false ego, they criticize the Vedic literature. They do not understand the purport of Vedic. They are getting confused because one smruti does not, agreeable or agrees with other smruti shastra. Right? Srutayo bhinna. They are differently compiled by Vyasadeva in order to target those mentality of people only. So, benefit is there for them, not for everybody. So, if the shoes fit, you wear it. Otherwise, don't put your foot in another shoes. Right? It is so specialized, so individualized, so much that everybody finds. But in Kali Yuga, they don't have time to even read and find and, explore or do the research. Even computers fail through, you know, keeping all the Vedas intact. They can't, you know, put up all the memories of Vedas together. Otherwise, you would have got the program. Have you seen any program of Vedas? No. That's so extensive. So many scholars have written and added, and, you know, it fills volumes and volumes and volumes, you know. So one can easily misinterpret. But he has audacity to give a kind of different understanding than what is standard given by Srila Prabhupada or just like Hare Krishna Mahamantra has a very simple, straightforward meaning. It's an address to the energy of the Lord to engage our energy in the service of the Lord. Ourselves. Right? Like that. So, but no, they don't understand. They will put one meaning. Oh, Krishna means black. Another as hara means green, black, green. Oh, it is combination of colors. And when you chant Hare Krishna mantra, you know, it will flare up in your eyes. Color combination. Oh, yeah. Hara means green. Krishna means black. So they may think this some kind of flag is there. So they will try to construct that. No, nothing doing. They say it might be part of meditation, but no, no, no. So many misinterpretations, you know, they can come up with, but none is fitting. Chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Radharani, oh, internal potency of Lord Krishna, please engage me in service of Krishna, who is all attractive and all blissful personality of God. So, this is called Seva Mantra. And it must be properly respected. Then, the seventh offense is to commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name of the Lord. It is like Shaucha Kunjaravat. You know, try to purify your existence and then go out and sprinkle dirt again. You know, so it will be very cumbersome. Sometimes the dirt remains more on the body. And again, if he washes, you know, it will be there accumulating. So, you will get tired to take bath. So, if you prefer to remain dirty, you know, there are people, you know, they don't take bath at all. Really, in the Western world, they say it's very cold, so there is no need to take bath. Conserve water, they say. eighth offense is to consider chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra to be one of the auspicious ritualistic activities offered in the Vedas as Karmakanda. We are not karmakandi. We are not going to get any material benefit like peace of mind even. We will be in total anxiety of how to serve Krishna. We are not asking for peace. Chant Hare Krishna. No. We are asking. Happily engaged in service of Krishna. Right? Forget the peace of mind. Where is the peace of mind? When the soul is satisfied, mind will automatically be satisfied. You know, so engage in that activity. You know, so we are not karmakandis. We do not anticipate any material results because our sankalpa is to take shelter of the holy name for the pleasure of the holy name or Supreme Personality of Godhead through service of the holy name. This is all. My dear Lord, you may be pleased by my chanting. I wanted Mercedes-Benz. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. No way. That is far, far, unrealistic vision. So, chanting, however, has to please Guru and Krishna. That is the, reciprocatory perceptible vibration that Krishna hears. He has his eyes, ears everywhere. He is sitting the closest to us within the core of our heart where we reside. He resides there. Not only that closest, he said within jiva. Minute atomic jiva, Krishna is smaller, becoming smaller to enter into the jiva's heart. So, what a subatomic level that he is existing. But one is given guarantee to visualize that through serving the holy name. So the highest benefit is there. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, vidyate radaya granthi chindyanti sarva samshaya kshiyante chasya karmani drashta eva atmaishvare. Eva Atma Ishwar. As the Atma is there, Ishwar is there. They come face to face. This is the perfection of the chanting. Simply by giving oral reception to the transcendental topics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it removes all the inauspicious things from our heart. And if we do regularly, now you're going to. So it will become an irrevocable fact. And chanting sporadically is not, regular. But once, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Bhagavati Uttam Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. So Naishtiki Bhakti means it's an irrevocable bhakti. It will not go back. It will become very steady, confirmed, and verified. So, this is the effect that one is brought face to face. Evatma Ishvare, Atma and Ishwar. Atma is not Ishwar, Paramatma is the Ishwar. Right? So, but both the entities come face to face together. They were living, but now with the help of the holy name, the soul is able to see the super soul, who is the master. Amen. So, ninth offense is to instruct a faithless person about the glories of the holy name. We don't waste such precious holy name. So, we become alert to see who is what. We don't go after those who are not interested. Like that, we can't force anybody in the matter of love. Because you love Krishna, you love the holy name, you don't impart those who are not loving. Right? It's plain and simple. It's a matter of love. And tenth offense is to that we hear the glories of Lord Krishna's holy name so many times, repeatedly, as a constant reminder. We have most of the instructions is about the glories of the holy name. In the entire Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, or all the suggestions of Lord Krishna is chant his holy name. There is nothing a more predominant activity that we are supposed to do in this Vaishnava literature. Simply depend upon the holy name and everything will manifest. Even our definition of faith is based on that. Krishna bhakti karile sarva karma krita hoa. That is called Shraddha. It is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Right? So, glories of the holy name has been heard by us from time to time. The most effective instructions is simply on the holy name. And still, if we keep on maintaining miserly material attachment, then again, that how long can we keep ourselves immature? Oh, we are not certain. Oh, we are not confirmed. Oh, we are not, you know, able to do certain things and this and that. Then do you think the association of the devotees is a miserly association? No. Come on, brother. Like that. We help each other. So in Sankirtan movement, we derive each other's potency. It's a congregational chanting. It is so important. We take shelter of the devotees. Chadiya Vaishnava Seva Nistarija Paivikeva. Giving up association of the devotees, we will never gain any tangible result. Nistar means conclusion. We will never get. We need to do it congregationally and support our spirituality that will remove the weaknesses of the heart, ignorance of the heart, and all these anarthas and aparadhas. We will be rid of them. That is the power of association is there. So, we pray today that may Lord Krishna help us to advance by becoming regulated, and we'll be able to make it through and going back home, back to Godhead. So, we have very, very nice householder devotees who are willing to make progress, not as a tribe, but they want to come on the path, will be very, very commendable. And I pray all the devotees, please bestow your blessings on them, the deities, and the fire sacrifice. Everything is becoming conducive to their vows taking, and wish them make a very expeditious progress. So, Jai Chandra Prabhu, and I will call the couples at a time. Please pay your obeisances to the deity, and Srila Prabhupada is there.
प्रभुपाद की जय।
सो चंद्र प्रभु एंड स्वप्न माता जी यू प्रोमिस टू चैंट 16 राउंड्स डेली विदाउट फेल। ऑल राइट एंड फोर रेगुलेटरी प्रिंसिपल्स प्लीज एनुमरेट देम।
No intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex.
Okay. Very nice. Chandra Prabhu's new name is Chandanangadi Das. There are a couple of meanings. In Vishnu Sahasranam, Chandanangadi means one who has attractive armlets or one whose body is covered with chandan paste. And Swapna Mataji's new name is Swargalakshmi Devi Dasi. She heavenly opulent. All right. Smriti Maharaj and Raj Kumar Prabhu. Pay your obeisances. You can also pay your obeisances, right? Yeah. Kumar Prabhu and Smriti Mataji. So both of you promise me and everybody that you'll chant 16 rounds without fail. Right. And you know the four regulatory principles. What are those?
No meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication.
Yeah. Agreeable?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Rajkumar Prabhu's name is Vrajarajadas. And Smriti Mataji's name is Smaran Bhakti Devi Dasi. All right. Ojas Prabhu and Ribha Mata. I have the hardest time to find your name. I was going to mention there in the beginning I told you, you know, I was puzzled with their name. Vishnu hardly has only one name that you already got it. Out of 1,000 names, no other names. And also on R, there were only few names of Radharani. Radharani itself is a Radharani. But anyway, I thought, why don't you exchange each other's name? Right? Well, is it easy for everybody if I keep your name same? But then I will have to also give you some name. I won't keep your name same. So, is there anybody has a pen? I'll make some last minute change. I thought I should give her alphabet to him and his alphabet to her. But that, I think it should be easy for you. Okay. I'm keeping your name as same to make her name is also easy. So your another new name is Ojas Das. Now, here comes the main culprit. All right. Oh, I didn't ask you. I took it for granted. Okay, you are the better half. Okay? You speak on behalf of him too. You promise chanting 16 rounds, both of you? Okay. You nod your head after her. What are the four regulative principles?
No intoxication, no eating, no gambling, and no
disease. Wow, you cream it. So naturally, your new name is Ojaswini Devidas. It's okay? Ojas and Ojaswini Devidas. All right. Dharmesh Prabhu and Purvi Mataji. Yes, long waited. Yeah. Dharmesh Prabhu. You are the upholder of dharma, right? Sorry, you do not need much change in your name. And Purvi Mataji, what is the meaning of Purvi? Purva means before. Means we were existing before. But you, have you been born in the eastern horizon? That is another. Wow. There is hardly any name of Radharani on Purva. She is not Eastern or Western. Yeah. Anyway. All right. Give me first the promise of chanting 16 rounds daily without fail. And what are the four regulative principles?
No meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit
sex, no gambling. Wow. Melbourne Temple has nicely trained you. May have grilled you even. All right. Dharmesh Prabhu's new name is Dharmakrit Das. That is a bona fide name of Lord Vishnu, one who acts according to dharma. And Purvi Mataji's name is Prema Priya Devi Dasi. That means she passionately loves Krishna. All right. Shri Prabhupada ki. Yeah. On Ekadashi, what do you need more? Is there any rule? You may chant more rounds because ultimate aim is to perform more seva on Ekadashi. Yes. We depend upon the simplest rules. We don't want our ISKCON to go complicated way, isn't it? Do you have any Ekadashi rules for initiates to chant more rounds than a specific number? Sometimes I have asked But there is no compulsion. All right. Yeah.
Master, they are about 32 rounds.
32 rounds? Oh my God. I never went more than 25. Anyway, they are more serious than me. Oh, good. All right.
I chanted Brahma Samhita. Would you like me to do it again or just go?
Yeah, somebody told me to. Yeah, you can chant. Brahma Samhita is very auspicious. Yeah, you can distribute even. Give me one. Padapad. Chintamani prakara sadma sukalpa vriksha laksha vritesu suravira vipalayantam lakshmi sahastra satasambrahma sevyamanam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami venum karmantaram aravinda dalayataksham Barahavatam samasitam buddha sundarangam Gandharva koti kamaniya vishesha sobham Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Alola chandrakala sadvana malya vamsi Ratnangadam pranaya keli kalavilasham Shyamam tribangalalitam niyata prakasham Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Angani yasya sakalendriya vrittimanti Pachyanti panti kalayanti kshranjaganti Ananda chinmaya sadujvala vigrahasya Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Advaitam achyutam anadim anantarupam Adyam purana purusham navayauvanam cha Vedesu durlabham adurlabham atma bhakto Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Panthatu koti rasa 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 prakamyo Vayoratapi manaso muni pungavanam Sopyasti yat prapada vichinka sinitya sattve Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Ekopya saura chaitam jagadanda kotim Yachakshunasti sanitani Andantarastha paramanu chayantarastham Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Yad bhava bhavita diyo manujastha thaiva Samprapya rupa mahima shanayana bhusha Suthaiva yandram nigama pratitaisto vanti Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Ekunda shinnaya rasya prithibhavitamis Savirya etun jarupataya kalabhi Goloka eva nivasatya khilatma bhuto Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Premanjanachurita bhakti vilochanena Santa sadaivaradayeshu vilokayanti Yamshyama sundara Govindamadi purusham Ramadi Murti Shukalanya Menatishtan Nana Avataram Karod Bhuvanesu Kintu Krishnam Swayam Samabhavat Paramapumadyo Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yasya Prabha Prabhavato Jagadanda Koti Koti Shvasesha Vasudhati Vibhuti Vinnam Tad Brahma Nishkalam Anantam Ashesha Bhutam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Trigonya tad vishaya veda vitaya mana Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Ananda chinmaya rasatmanaya manasu Praninam pratiphalam smarutam upetya Lila itena bhuvanadi jagasya jastram Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Goloka namni janatam nitale chatasya Devi Mahesha Haridama Suteshu Teshu Tete Prabhavani Chayavitaschayena Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Shrishti Sthiti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Rekha Chaye Vayasya Bhuvanani Vivarti Durga Ishanu Rupa Shrishti Desha Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Sripatrini Shayoga Sanjayate Nahi Tata Prakatasti Heto Yah Sambhutam Api Tata Samupeti Karyat Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Viparchireva Hidashantaram Abhyapetya Dipayate Vibhruta Hetu Samana Dharma Yastadrakeva Hicha Vishnu Taya Vibhati Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yah Karnanarnava Jale Bhajatisma Yoga Nidramananta Jagadanda Saroma Kupa Adhara Shakti Vavalambya Param Swamurtin Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Yasvaika Nisvasita Kalavathavalambya Jivanti Loma Vilaja Jagadandanatha Vishnur Mahani Yasya Kalavishesho Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Vāsvānyathāsma sakaleshu nijeshu teja Svīyam kriyat prakatyatapyatyatyatra Brahmā hiyesha jagadanda vidhāna karta Govindamādi purusham tamaham bhajāmi Yadapāda pallava yugam vinidhāya kumbha Vandve pranam samai saganadhi raja Vignan vihantum amalasya jagatrayasya Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Yasi namai gaganam ambud marudhishascha Kalastathatma tunnasi jagatrayani Yasmat bhavanti vibhavanti vishamti yamcha Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Yasya sakila sautalagrahanam Raja samastamurati shashishesha teja Yasya gyaya brahmati sambhruta kala chakra Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami Yamata kama pati yamsi yasya ramsi
purusham tamaham bhajami yastvendra gopam athavendra mahasva karma karmanu bandhana jnanoti karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami yam krodha kama sahaja pranayadi bhiti vasalya moha guru gaurava sevya bhavai sanchinta dushanta purete govinda adi purusham tamaham bhajami shriya kanta kanta parama purusha kalpataravo Drama bhumis chinta mani ganamai toyam amritam katha ganam natyam gamanam api vamsi priya sakhi chidananda jyoti param api tadat svadham api cha sayatra kshiradhi sravati surabhish mahan nimishardakhyo vavrajati vyainatra pin samaya Bhaje Shweta Deepam Tamaham Yagorokayam Vindantaste Santau Kshiti Virachara Katipaye Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam
Haribo Make your shape like in a shoe, you know, horseshoe shape. Come near.